Some M. Ross Perkins right there from his self-titled album. That was Humboldt County Green. We heard Connor Oberst before that. Goodnight, Goodnight with their rendition of Laura from their latest album, This Place. New release coming from them in 2018, by the way. And we started off with Rhiannon Giddens from Freedom Highway. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, so excited to welcome our guests into the studio. I've been hearing fantastic things about this band for quite a while, and had been bugging Tom, my co-pilot, to get them in the studio, and we were able to make it happen as we wrap up 2017. We're going to get to know them here in just a few minutes, but first, let's hear some live music from Scary Balance.
Water carving out the sea. hard to know. Doesn't cancel out. Eat some toast in bed. Watch kids on MasterChef.
Balance live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome. So happy to have you all here.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Tell me, how was it that the four of you came together and started making music?
I started writing some of the songs that we started to play together by myself, and then Sam, our drummer, started playing with us. And our bassist, Ruthie, we actually started a Misfits cover band for a Halloween show. And
that's
how
awesome.
Sam ended up on the drums. And then we just, kept wanting to make more music. So then Tony joined, and then Ruthie moved, and then Ty joined us on bass, and that's been really fun. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So we're wrapping up a year. Tell me a little bit about what 2017 has been like for the band.
2017 has been our whole life as a band.
Hold it.
There was no time before 2017.
Right.
So it's been a lot of things, I guess.
Yeah.
But all great.
We've just, we've played a lot of shows, and we've played kind of all around Ohio now. Made some recordings.
That's exciting. Tell me a little bit about what it was like recording, because given your sound, I feel like it would need to be a very intimate, awesome recording session. How did you tackle recording?
The first set of recordings that we did on an iPhone
nice.
in our practice garage. Thank you, Mom. And then we wanted something a little bigger than an iPhone to record on. So we went down to our sweet friend, Noah, who lives in Chattanooga, and had this really strange audio VHS machine. And so we recorded digitally onto a VHS. And we kind of made a day out of it, or a weekend out of it. And that was a nice vacation. Plus we get to record a little EP and things. It was very intimate and in the moment, yeah.
And how cool with the unconventional format to have that kind of play into the recording process as well. Did that did you find that influenced the sound of the end product at all, or?
I think that we're not necessarily focused on making music to be recorded, I don't think, at least personally for me.
Yeah.
I think we play music however we can in whatever kind of space we wind up having to play music in. And so recording for most of our life here in 2017, it's been kind of secondary to just figuring out how to make music in the spaces we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of performing in different spaces, now your setup is pretty simple and pretty portable, but do you shift the setup based on the space, or do the songs change based on the space?
I don't think so. There are we all like to sing, and there are often aren't four mics in a basement. Mm-hmm. That we'll play a show in. So we do a lot of mic shifting.
Sometimes some of us don't have mics and then we yell instead, or
lots of yelling,
things like that. And sometimes we use other people's amps and then things sound different, so it's always kind of, sometimes it's like a surprise what we're going to sound like because we drive somewhere and don't have all the amps
and we don't use pedals,
and then we find some other
so sometimes it almost becomes like I'm hesitant to use the term, but I think it applies almost like a found sound, like the sound you find within the amp that might be available to you gets incorporated in to what you're doing on any given night.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely changes things.
That's awesome. In terms of singing, your voices complement each other so very, very well. And I know that singing with other people can be really difficult, to sort of figure out where your voice fits in with another person's. Did you find that for the four of you, it just kind of clicked? Or was that something that sort of evolved throughout the life of the band?
I would say it clicked, I think. I don't know. I've been singing with all of these people, and Ruthie, too, who used to play bass with us for like a long time. And so I don't know. What do you all think?
Yeah, I think the same thing. We kind of like for a few years have like casually played music together, like for fun at the campfire or whatever.
Yeah.
So we like sang together a lot before doing a band, which I think maybe shows.
Well, what is 2018? Look like for Scary Balance? What's either on the docket already, or what are you hoping to accomplish?
Tyler, do you want to answer this one?
I'm leaving everyone.
No, you're not leaving forever.
I'm leaving for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go work at a school. So a quarter of 2018, in terms of my involvement with Scary Balance, will be 0%.
But what about before you leave and after you come back?
Right. So tomorrow morning, we figured this out this week. Tomorrow morning, I'm recording bass parts for some upcoming digital tracks.
And on January 5th.
And on January 5th, when I am back in Yellow Springs, we'll be recording again. And then I leave 2 days later to maybe come back to a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
East Coast.
Nice.
In late March.
Yep.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That does have to make it tricky, because I know a couple of you are Antioch students sort of working in co-op within the life of the band. It seems like, you've done it for a year, and I'm sure you've figured out a pattern to make that work and to just sort of make that a natural part of your lives as a band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're figuring it out as we go along.
This will be, I think, the first like band co-op. Or like a member of the band going on co-op. So it seems like a good testing point.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's in the winter, so that's good. You know, you're not missing out on all of the like awesome like outdoor like summer campfire gigs. So
true.
Well, we will look forward to some new recordings in 2018 and live gigs when Ty is back from co-op and all that good stuff. Cool. Where should folks go if they want to keep tabs on new recordings and where you're going to be and all that good stuff?
I think Facebook right now is kind of a good place. Instagram is nice, but it's mostly pictures and less like information about like dates and like where you can find us and so Facebook.
Excellent.
Yeah. And we have a Bandcamp as well that has recordings on it. They're all Scary Balance. They're all just our name.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you can find links to Scary Balance's Facebook and their Bandcamp at our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with the band. Keep tabs on where they're going to be and upcoming recordings. Hear the recordings that they have already as well. But don't go running off to the internet yet, because what do you think? Shall we do some more live music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Scary Balance in the house. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
song. It's called Anyone Can Play Guitar.
Thanks for listening.
On Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You guys caught me off guard. I was having so much fun with that. I was like, oh! We've got links up to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can find a link to their Bandcamp as well, hear what they have recorded so far, and we'll look forward to more recordings and more live shows coming in 2018. In the meantime, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Check out Scary Balance, all the links at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Going back into the recorded music now with Cricket Bows. Their new EP is called Communion, and this is End of the Night.